League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, because I'm married to this man over here, a.k.a. That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel, Angel, That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. And I'm joined by my husband of almost 18 years. He's also the only co-host to this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we've been doing so for 10 years now. Yeah, 10, I had to do it in my head.
Yeah.
If it's roughly, give or take, 10 years now.
Correct.
And we do this every single week with each other. We do it with our lovely media family.
Yeah.
That media family is our Patreon. All right. And the reason we call them media family, because we're a little bit closer. Okay. They get in on all the goodness. We talk to them a little bit before, a little bit after. We talk to them during, while recording the episode. They in here in the chat. You can be a part of their media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickane and sign up for the low of $5 a month. And be here every single week of the year except one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We here. Ain't no breaks.
Ain't no breaks. Breaking for what? Breaking for who? We in this. All right. We are also joined by our, did you talk about our Patreon?
Is that what happened? That's all, everything I was just doing.
We're joined by our amazing sponsor, BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. And I'll give you a good old discount code so that you can get yourself some better help. I don't know why the Patreon part.
You was in another world.
I heard you say we do it every week.
Get this away from me. What is this doing here?
It's mine. We got a whole bunch of these at home.
Yeah, get it away.
Okay. I'm excited to eat this. Somebody said it in the comments. July birthday, stand up! We're shooting this the first day of July. It is a day that is so special to our family. It's probably the most, a month. It's probably the month that has the most important things that happen in our family. There's no other month that's jam-packed.
No. It's packed. It's busy.
We got my birthday, which obviously is super-duper important to our family because I was the vessel that took us from 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our anniversary. Super duper important. That is the apex of this being a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Amar's birthday at the end of the month, which was the period at the end of our family.
A big, hard, strong, loud ass period.
This is the exclamation point, basically, is what he
that
is.
That period is a crater left by a nuke.
So we are so busy this month. So you all will miss one episode from us. Actually, we did miss another episode this month. There was one week
we didn't have
ads, and we went ahead and took the month off because the travel was off. Crazy.
Yeah.
But we are here now, energetic. Later today, the day that we're shooting this, we're throwing my birthday party. I typically only do my birthday parties on my birthday. It's very rare that I'm like, do it on a different day. Yeah. But I have been blessed to have something happen that I have been waiting for the Lord to allow to happen. And that is I will be working in essence. I had a brand that is flying me out, a brand that I have always desired to work with, and that's Disney. Mm-hmm. So I will be in these Essence New Orleans streets.
What they said you could do is you gonna work.
working.
You want this work. You're going to get this work.
Working.
You're going to get this work.
Yeah, so be looking for me in the convention center if you're at Essence, at the Disney activations. You might see me at a Hulu activation as well since Disney owns Hulu. But just know I'll be there, and you can come say hi, okay? And you'll see Marcus roaming the convention floor. He doesn't have any specific to-dos. Unless he's around me, then he got to help me capture footage. Yeah. But outside of that, you know, Marcus is going to be Marcus the Influencer out here getting his own content.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
You better be. Uh-huh. If we didn't already pay for this flight and everything, you about to get this work in, too.
Mm-hmm. Why? Get this work.
Why you look, babe, we found the name of the restaurant.
Oh, the one we walked to?
Yes.
Okay. I know where it's at. I just didn't know what it was called.
No, we found the name. Brisha had a picture in her phone, not of the restaurant, but us in the restaurant.
Oh, we all went.
And I said, swipe up and get the because
was she there when I was there?
No.
Y'all went and sit. Y'all was
me
there
and her to first. Right. Yeah, I said, babe, I saw these scallops. You'll love it. And I
man,
was right.
Man, these scallops was the size of the palm of my hands. Oh, my God.
So there's a restaurant that I'm hopefully going to be able to go to for my birthday, or Disney will take me there for my birthday. It's called Grigri. Grisgris. Mm-hmm. And the food is amazing. They have lamb, which is like one of my favorite meats, the only red meat I eat. They have scallops, one of Marcus's favorite seafood. The food is just amazing. So we couldn't find it, the name at first. We didn't know where the heck we were.
Yeah, we just know we walked 15 miles in hell.
Right, and literally, it was worth it.
Literally, and it was worth it once we got there.
So Brisha had a picture of us at the restaurant. I was like, swipe up, the geotag is on. Because at first she was like, it's only saying I was in New Orleans. I said, uh-uh. It took her all the way to this street. And I was like, okay. And then I'm on the map, looking around on the map. And I was like, oh, it's great, yeah. Ray. So she said, yeah. So anyways,
dope.
So excited. Oh, they're asking, are you going to do some get ready with me? Do you even know what you're going to wear?
Angel actually asked me this. You was it yesterday, the day before? She was like, because she's, you know, because she's working, she's going to be in front of the audience and cameras and stuff. She's putting together outfits. She said, you got some outfits together? I said, whatever I'm wearing at Essence is already upstairs. It has to be because I don't have time to go do no shopping and get nothing.
You'll have some time tomorrow after we finish shooting with Kevin.
Man, we are doing that tomorrow. What time? He ain't say nothing about no time.
I know. I texted him late last night and said, hey.
Ho ass boy.
What time are we shooting?
So, yeah, I might do some get ready. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. That's something I've never done, actually, outside of my content of doing it specifically for that, but like for an event. Y'all, I go for simple.
That's all right.
Simple, I do. I go for simple.
A lot of people go for simple.
At the most, my shoes going to match whatever I got on. That's my go-to.
Mark is definitely going to match. That's one thing he ain't playing with. Is
oh, if it ain't matching?
He matchy McMatcherson.
It ain't matching like too much. It's like, it's got to coordinate though.
No, it be matching.
Like some of it be matchy. Mm-hmm. A lot of it just coordinated.
This ad is by BetterHelp. As a woman who's an entrepreneur who works with her spouse, I can tell you right now, I have workplace stress, okay? And I will say this, the summertime is the best time, okay, to try to figure out a way to focus on your wellness and take all the small steps that can equal up into big steps as far as in tackling your workday challenges. Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, and with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. To battle stress, most of us can't just wave goodbye to work. I know I can't. But we can start with small actions to help focus on our wellness. Things that help me is sometimes just sitting in peace and quiet. Even if it's only 5 minutes, walking outside in the sun, just being in the sun is helpful. Just sitting in the backyard can be helpful. Or walking on my treadmill. Just anything that allows my brain to relax and allows my body to be in a place of peace. A holiday is great, or vacation, as we call it, but it isn't a long-term stress solution. Don't forget that therapy can help you navigate whatever challenges the workday or any day might be bringing. I have told y'all this probably 100 times. I love therapy. I think it's such a great, great tool that people don't really talk about enough. It really helps me, kind of like when your trunk is really full of stuff, of groceries, luggage, everything. It helps me unload the groceries and the luggage. Not just unload it, helps me put the groceries in the place that they're supposed to be, the refrigerator, the pantry, the clothes, back into my drawer and washed. That's what therapy feels like for me. So anyways, with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. That's so amazing. In the App Store, they have a rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on 1.7 million client reviews. Now, that many people say it's good, got to be good. And it's very convenient. You can easily join a session with a therapist from a click of a button, and you can fit it into however hectic or crazy or busy your life is. And one thing that makes therapy really work is having the right therapist. So BetterHelp allows you to switch therapists at any time so you can have the right fit. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's podcast. We're back to it. Oh, give it, little Marcus, throw that back to me, please. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just proud that she caught that cookie.
I did. Smooth, too. Smooth. Then broke up darn cookie. So rude.
I ain't rude. I asked you, I said, please get it away from me. I ain't had nothing to eat.
You acting as if I didn't have something to do real quick to help with this show.
But that's priority to get that away from me. I'm hungry and I will devour it.
What's priority is this job.
Exactly. So quit chewing in the mic.
Mr.
Don't chew in the mic, Margaret.
The Patreon. Don't be chewing in people's ears to him swallow
now,
loud
when
as
I
hell.
Tell you like I, Marga, he, don't be
his glottis
chewing
is opening
in the, all she do is chew, y'all she is
large
known for chewing in the goddamn
mic
as soon as somebody else do it the
together.
First things you under
I wouldn't have taken a bite of this cookie had he not
Marga, she, if she ain't eating she chews
so
gum anyway
no
moving on
to what. Stop! It's my birthday celebration. So rude.
Shut up.
You said moving on. Moving on to what? Since you want to move on.
How you doing? How you feeling? What's got you feeling great? Okay. We're going to talk about, of course, the trip, because that's all you've been talking about for the past 4 days. However, what's got you feeling? How you feeling?
Tell us. That segment?
No, we gonna talk about Tanksley Pride basically the entire episode.
No, you're saying what's got me feeling good. Are we doing that segment?
Sure, let's do it.
Introduce it.
I would just ask you, we usually ask at the top of the episode, so
that's
how's
why
everything?
I was asking, are we doing that segment?
That's not a segment. That's just saying, so how you doing? We never introduced that.
Okay,
we're not doing it in my feeling.
That's what I was asking.
No.
Okay, that's what I needed you to do.
I said, and then I said, I'm just asking you, how are you doing?
You just now said that when I asked the question, you said
okay,
yes.
You're right. How are you doing?
I was doing great.
Until?
Until you threw my cookie and then smashed it. That irked my nerves.
I'm sorry. You'll be fine. It's your birthday.
It's cold. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. I am a little stressed because my travel is insane these next 3 weeks. As soon as we get to our vacation, I'm gonna be Gucci. I'm also
and
a little.
As soon as we get back from our vacation, it's gonna be insane again.
No.
Don't you leave right back out?
The Essence is not a vacation, so I'm not.
No. I'm saying when we get back from our.
No.
I thought you left right back out.
No. I am also a little stressed because my niece is making choices that have now gotten me.
Oh, which niece?
The one that was supposed to be picking up our children. She didn't change her plans, so now I have to come up. I have to be a high-key problem solver again. And it's difficult when I am over 2,000 miles away to do that problem solving. So I have to figure, I have to get that solved before I am too intoxicated at the end of the night.
All right, so, I'll be working on that during the rest of my travel today.
But at the end of the day, I feel good. Don't feel as prepared as I would like. This is definitely a time where an assistant would be good. An assistant would be great. So I'm going to need to make a lot more money so that we can afford to bring somebody back on board. Because some of the stuff is like small, but the small things still have to get done. You know what I'm saying? It's not intricate to the fact where it's just like, well, I'm the only one who knows how to do it. It's easy to show somebody how to do it, but it got to get done. And if I ain't got somebody else to do it, then I have to do it. So anyway, I am all right. Just a little bit. Say, how you doing?
I started problem solving just then. I lost track of what was going on. A little same, like a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Patreon earlier about how my morning went. Got up, hit the road at 6 a.m., and I've been moving ever since.
I thought you just said you weren't going to talk about that on the
No, I'm just saying that I'm not going into detail.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because of Angel's party being today, I got some ripping and running to do. I need to make sure that they canceled so I can do all that in one location.
How you not know if they canceled or not? You didn't get a hold of
them? I called them and let them know. Like, can I? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it now. He almost didn't even ask for my name. And I'm like, don't you need my name?
Yeah.
So I need to make sure that it's actually canceled.
Oh, yeah, because twice the amount of.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a lot going on dealing with that. And, you know, I was thinking we were flying out tomorrow.
Oh,
so that gives me a little bit more relief of we ain't leaving literally tomorrow. But, yeah, it's a lot going on. This first episode we doing right now going to be a quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to follow up with one that's, a little more extended. But, yeah, just for Angel's party, it's just a busy day.
It is.
It's a busy week because, like we just said, we're leaving out soon. So I don't feel like I'm prepared at all to be flying out to no event.
Are y'all invited? I'll definitely invite y'all for a piece of it. That's for sure. Excuse me. My chest is.
Oh, invited. Oh, I was like, yeah, I don't feel prepared. What?
How do I look?
You look absolutely amazing.
What do these look like to you? Do they look?
Your lashes?
Uh-huh.
They lashing.
Is it too much?
No.
You okay, you looking at them kind of like, what's happening?
No, I mean, I told you time and time again, that's not something, that's for y'all. Like, we don't be caring about the lashes.
I know, it is for me, but I still want to know your opinion if they're too much. Trust and believe, even when it is for us, if it's something you don't like, y'all be commenting on it like it is for y'all.
Yeah, when they look like broom brush.
Okay,
bristles.
That's what I'm asking.
No, it's not too much.
Okay. Yeah, that's the funny part. Men be like, don't no dude like that. Y'all doing that for y'all. Okay, so then why y'all talking?
Because it's obvious when you got some big ass, when somebody wears these big ass lashes and you can't even see their eyeballs, somebody's eyes missing is a big thing. How you not call that out? However, like the things that y'all go through to get these eyelashes is like, it's not something that draws our attention. That's something that we would easily miss. I don't know what them dudes be thinking, but I be thinking that's something I would easily miss.
It's so funny. I was putting on lashes inside of Here's the Thing one day, and I only had one lash on. And I went to say something to Kevin, and he was like, oh my God, this is the first time I've been able to see what lashes do to an eye, because he could see one eye that didn't have one lashes and another eye. And it's like, okay, yeah, I can understand from having no lashes to having lashes on, not being able to see. It's almost like when you're around someone and they get taller and you people are like, oh, they got taller. And you're like, yeah, I guess they have, but I'm here. It's, I think, the same thing with.
Yeah, it's the high definition TV in Best Buy.
Yes.
Like they ain't going to be beside each other. It's not going to be beside the regular definition, so it don't, you know.
So when you have on.
These are, now that I'm saying, these things are long.
Yes.
Soon as you turned a little bit, I said, okay, these things is long. You can't even wear sunglasses.
Yes, I can. The reason why I got them long is that because the strip lashes that I be putting on are pretty dynamic. So I used to only get lashes in a very, like, natural, like, it just lifts my eyes open a little bit, nothing crazy. But then when I would go to put on makeup, it would look like you don't have on lashes. So I said, put the lashes on that I would normally wear if I had on makeup, but just have them permanently on my face. So that's where we're at. Because we're going to be in New Orleans. I don't want to wear a full face of makeup. It's too hot. I don't know how people wear makeup in New Orleans, but they do. And I'm like, how is the makeup not now in your cleavage from the sweat?
Now, we be talking about, we was in Kentucky 2 weeks ago, and it was hot. Everybody was talking about how hot it was. It was hotter here. I feel like it was hot in Kentucky, but it wasn't like I can't breathe hot like it usually is. I don't know. I don't know if it was just that much hotter here. It was hot, but I was just like, this ain't that bad.
I mean, we experienced worse? Yes, but it was.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. I got back here and it's like where the sun actually hurts your skin.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Like the humidity, I don't know. The humidity ain't really ever bothered me a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Like I can, you know, it's just humid. It don't bother me as much. But that stinging Arizona, that desert heat, that hurts. That's what I'm like. Now, this is unbearable.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Well, let's go ahead and jump into In My Feelings. What we'll do is that double episode, because we're shooting two episodes today, which is not normal for us. We'll focus on little Marcus's recent trip, because it's fine weather regardless. It's not so topical that people are like, we were waiting for you all to talk about this. So instead of doing a Tanksley Pride, let's do In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Tell them what In My Feelings is, baby.
In My Feelings is a segment that we do on this podcast, and it's pretty much we talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way. We usually start off with what's got us feeling some type of way or grinding our gears, and we wrap it up with what's got us feeling good. So, Angel, what's got you feeling some kind of way?
What's got me feeling some kind of way is my travel schedule and not feeling prepared. I know I just said it, but let me break it down just a little bit more in detail. We leave on my birthday to go to Essence. We come back on the 7th. We come back on the 7th. Mind you, that morning before we fly out, I have to do an episode of Here's the Thing virtually, because that's literally the only time me and Kevin have where we can be stationary for a second. I get back on the 7th, and I literally fly out on the 8th to head to Washington, D.C. for the Delta National Convention. I am super excited about that. I'll be rooming with my big sister, Melissa. We'll get to do convention together. Have a great time. I fly back on the 13th, land in the evening, even though I'm going to try to move my flight up some. That day, the next day, our anniversary, I have a shoot a television show. That evening, he and I get on a plane and fly out of the country for our anniversary trip. All these trips are amazing. I am so excited. I am logistically trying to figure out how I'm going to make sure I don't leave stuff that I need. My essentials bag will just go from one thing to the next. Clothing, clean underwear, shoes that are appropriate for everything is where I'm feeling a little bit lost.
That at the beginning, at the top of the summer, we were talking about how much more relaxing this year would be.
Yes,
because we ain't got no travel to do. We're not going to Essence. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. Kids ain't even staying in Kentucky. It's going to just be relaxing. Here we are,
just in the air. And what's so crazy is with the television show, they made a big mistake and thought I was just going to be sitting at home twiddling my fingers. And they tried to book me on a day that I was going to be in D.C. And I was like, I'm not coming. I'm not coming back. I'm going to be in D.C. I've already spent the money for D.C. They're not giving me that money back. So luckily production was able to change things around, and now I'm going to shoot on the 14th, but it's all a lot, and I know it's going to work out. Everything's going to be good. We're going to have everything we need. But I will say this. All of this bopping around is making me really look forward to us going on our vacation. I mean, I'm ecstatic. You can't get me no happier. I can't wait for us to find what we're going to be watching on TV. That's one of my favorite parts. It is one of my favorite parts. Me and Marcus getting that hotel bed after we done ate and sit there and watch a show together, just all snuggled up in the bed. Last year it was Entourage, so we got to
find something else that's old as hell we ain't seen yet.
Yeah, that we ain't seen. So if y'all got a show that we slept on, it could be older. It don't need to be new. That's on one of these streaming platforms. Y'all let us know because we be like, all right, let's go ahead and play the next episode.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So good. So that's one reason why we're doing back-to-back episodes, because we won't have time prior to going off on our vacation, the one time that we take off purposefully in the year, to shoot again. So that's what's got me feeling some type of way. What about you?
Actually, this just happened. I don't like how there's no longer, specialist when you deal with stuff. Like, remember something used to happen to your cell phone and you could take it into the store and they would work on it and figure out, software-wise, what was wrong with it? How they just sell cell phones now.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't take this phone to AT&T and be like, hey, this is what it's doing. They're not going to know shit about the phone. Because
definitely not AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T, or I know Apple does, as far as the software. All the other platforms, they don't have that whole, oh, let's fix this. Something's wrong. I don't know if it's my internet. It's turned off, but it's working right now when I get Wi-Fi. It's pissing me off.
Oh, so there's something wrong with your
data.
When
I was trying, yeah, my data. So when I was trying to, twice, yesterday and today, I've been using my, what you call it? Navigation on my phone. It just stopped working. And it's not working. It worked this morning. When I was driving out, I was putting in our order just now. Wouldn't do it. When I went to look at it goes in and out. When I went to look at what's in the cart, just sitting there circling like nothing would happen. Then it'll say, try again. I'm like, what is going? But it's like this with a lot of stuff. You go. A lot of people will complain about the dealership, taking your car to the dealership. That's why I love old school cars. There's no such thing as a mechanic anymore. You have technicians.
Yeah.
You take your car to the dealership, something's wrong with the AC, they got to send it to the AC guy. If something's wrong with the transmission, they got to send it to the transmission guy.
Kevin was just talking about this, about
something
his
wrong
engine.
With the actual motor. What part of the motor? It ain't just the motor. It's got to be one. Since you got to send it to that specialist guy. Back in the day, a mechanic worked on everything.
Yeah.
That's why I love my old schools. I don't care if it's the AC, the transmission, the electrical, the suspension, the frame, the paint. One guy does it all. One guy. My boy Orlando, he replaced my drive shaft, my rear end, rebuilt my transmission and my motor. he did all of that. One dude. And it just burns me up. That's why I take a lot of things on and just do it myself. It's why I don't want nobody coming up in my house. The last professional I called, their plumber, he didn't even finish the job. He came in and half-assed it. I finished it. He did the most expensive part and the most difficult part. It'd be easy for you to come back and finish and get your money.
These people are crazy.
I'm like, what? It just burns. That's what's fresh on my mind, just because your phone.
There's those stores like I Break You Fix. Some of them do.
Yeah, they probably software. Will. It's just annoying, and I know what it is.
I mean, you break, I fix. Excuse me.
None of these companies want you to have anything for too long.
No, that's why.
I've had this phone 4 years. Mm-hmm. I know they want this thing to burn up in my hand.
Listen, iPhone been trying to get me to update.
There is absolutely no reason whatsoever for you to ever get a new phone. The cameras can't get no better. They're not doing anything new. This damn phone don't do nothing different from the one that I had 4 years ago that stopped working.
At least you're not going to do anything different with it.
Nobody's doing anything different with these phones.
No, I mean, some people are gadget folks, so they learn all the, like, particular things.
Yeah, they sit there and Twitter with them gadgets and don't get nothing from it. Y'all don't get a damn thing from ticking around with it. I know somebody like that, that, oh, well, this does this, but do you use it? Nah, but it's neat that it doesn't. Get the hell up out of here with it then. Just make it work. That's all I want.
I'm sorry.
It's annoying. I hate technology. I am so happy.
The oldest statement you've ever made.
It is. I am so happy that electric car sales are plummeting. They are going to the shitter, and I'm so happy about it.
Why?
Because you get these cars. Cars used to be, as y'all know, I'm a car enthusiast. I love old and new. But right now, Marcus at Foods here. But right now, back in the day, you used to get in a car and it looked beautiful. It had all the different touches and the different feels. And people say, oh, that's just old school. You know, you had the wood grain, the chrome, the leather, the stitching. It drew your attention. It was beautiful. Now everything is just a plastic screen. And y'all might say, oh, that just sounds old. Don't nobody want that. Everybody wants screens. If you go to the high-end luxury, you go to Bentleys and Rolls Royces and all that, they don't have them damn screens. People said in them and they impressed. They're like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Because it's still all the material stuff. It's still all the wood grain and the chrome. They selling all these cheap ass screens, taking up every little square inch with the screen, making it difficult to drive down the road, turn on the AC because you got to flip through menus and shit. So they're just making it simple. Look, the truck I got now, riding it until them damn, the paint got
this
to peel.
This sounds more like hot tanks.
It is, because that's what it's going. It all stems from this damn phone.
This sounds like
it hit a nerve
hot
today.
Because
look,
tank.
I was in the car. I'm in the old school and I ain't got no radio in there. So I had my Bluetooth in the back and I'm sitting there listening. I hit a dead spot. So the signal dropped. So I'm sitting there in silence for a little bit. And then as my navigation went out, that's when everything just one after another. Now I'm just sitting there on the road and nothing but my thoughts, watching these cars go down the road, judging these cars like, now look what Ford done did. Look what Chevy done did. Why would they do that?
You said it to yourself.
In my mind. And then it led me down the rabbit hole of what's going on. That's just where I'm at, y'all. That's where I got to earlier today, just from this damn data or whatever's going on my phone. Tell me I'm wrong, though.
People have. And you like, no.
No, they on some bullshit.
So you don't want nobody to tell you you're wrong.
Because everything, they like, everybody, they always say, oh, the luxury version, the luxury. They like to throw luxury out. Like, luxury is not luxury anymore. I said that with, I think we was in New Orleans. I don't know where we were. We were somewhere. We called an Uber. We called a black car. And it said they were going to send a Lexus something something. You know, Lexus used to be, hey, this is real luxury right here. Now Lexus just looks like a Toyota on the inside. Granted, it is a Toyota, but what happened to the luxury of being impressive when I'm sitting in there? And I had to look around and look at the steering wheel. I was like, they done sent us. This ain't no Lexus. I'm like, oh, it is a Lexus. How shameful. Anyway, that's what's got me feeling some kind of way. Angel, what's got you feeling good?
Lord, help us. What's got me feeling good is that you rose to the occasion. For the first time for my birthday in a long time. And I am very happy. Very, very happy. When me and Marcus first started dating,
Nick asked you wrong. Shut up. I ain't even seen your name in here before. You get on here, just tell me wrong.
when we were dating, he was throwing me a surprise birthday party. But he broke up with me. So then the surprise part of the party got canceled. And then we got back together.
Yeah.
So he did throw me a birthday party at his house, though, for my family. He cooked for everybody. He hasn't done the planning of a birthday party for me since then. So it's been 20 years. Yeah. So.
One, Angel throws these extravagant ass parties. I can't do that.
Parties are not extravagant.
Angel throws big, crazy parties. You can say they're big and crazy because your parties are now an event for everybody every year.
They're fun. I'll say I throw really fun parties.
And they're big.
Well, it's only big because of the people I'm inviting.
And it's something for everybody to do. Like, your party, Angel's parties are a big ass deal. Okay. I'm not planning, I can't plan no party like that.
Yes, he can, and he did.
The last time I did, when?
This time.
No, I didn't.
You just planned this party.
Really, Angel?
You did.
How did I plan it? And you sent out the invitation. I did was go up there and talk to the people.
That's a part of it. Well, you didn't know who you should invite. And that's fine that you were like, all right, but you got the location set up. You decided what food we were going to eat. You ordered the food. You made the reservation for the place.
Angel, and
let me give you the freaking compliment.
Go ahead. But you sitting on all the other years, you negating of why I pulled back because you had specific things you would like to do. I'm not that good of a planner, but go ahead. Thank you.
My thing is I like effort. I like effort and I like a result.
My effort beyond the gift.
And sometimes the gift don't happen. Is that not the truth?
On Mother's Day. Yes.
Oh, sorry. You said on your birthday.
I was going to say, on your birthday, I'd be
making
up for it.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to last year.
What happened last year? It's possible last year. It's a lot going on.
Okay, then let me talk because you go dig a hole
like
that
I said,
we don't need
to. Shitting on all the other stuff, but go ahead.
Because it.
No.
Let's say last year, what'd you do for my birthday?
I don't even remember.
He woke up the day of my birthday and said, you still want that damn dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hadn't dog. Researched the I, dog. Had to. You could tell it was a very last minute. I ain't got her nothing, so let me just give her this thing
regretted
she wanted.
It ever since.
That was the gift. So that's the reason why I'm like,
last year wasn't that good.
Let's just talk about what I'm saying. I was kind of overwhelmed with all the stuff. I am a lead teen advisor for my chapter of Jack and Jill, and I was going to be one of the lead chaperones, not the lead chaperone, but kind of like shadowing the lead chaperone for this year's teen conference for the Far West region. I've never been to one of these, don't know what they look like, and they throw a lot of information at you constantly in last minute. And you have to wear specific things on specific days. Little Marcus has never been to one, so I'm trying to make sure the parents are prepared, the teens are prepared, the chaperones are prepared. Also realizing I have all these other things to button up to, but I want to do something for my birthday because Disney was flying me out on my birthday. I knew I could not do something on my birthday. Even last year, though, we flew out on my birthday, but we flew out in the evening. Disney's flying me out in the morning. So I was like, okay, let's go to this one restaurant that is black owned. Let me see if I can kind of rent it out and we'll do line dancing. That's the idea Brescia had was let's do line dancing. And I was like, oh, we can do it at this one restaurant. Well, I did not ever call the restaurant. Then we were looking at these ads for Bloom Farm. And I was like, now see, that would be perfect. If we just went out to Bloom Farm for the day and went to their winery.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Bloom. What were you calling?
I wasn't calling nothing. You never said the name. You would just say the black winery.
Mm-hmm.
So I called everybody that you would have mentioned that to, and nobody knew the name. One person said, oh, it's probably this, and everybody else said, yeah,
is that. Didn't tell you?
Brescia didn't have no damn clue.
Yeah, me and Brescia are the ones that Brescia DM'd the woman too.
Oh, it's not called Bloom Farms.
Bloom is the name of the farm. The winery might have another name.
Oh,
but Bloom
well, nobody
is the name
said
of the farm.
Bloom. Brescia didn't remember.
She really didn't remember.
Angel, I'm telling you, I called Brescia, Lauren, Rhonda, Marquita. Who else? I called all these people.
Brescia definitely, me and Brescia literally sat and watched the woman's videos together. Brescia said, contact them. See if we can go. She
well,
said,
anyway,
I'll
they ain't open to the public right now. Go ahead.
They never been. Their membership. I applied for a membership.
Yeah, and they ain't hit nobody back yet.
Correct. I applied for a membership and was like, I said, this is last minute. I even DM'd the daughter who runs the estate. She did not pick up. She did not.
This is the other part of the frustration of why I had to take a back seat. Because I be putting in effort, and when shit don't fall through, I be pissed.
Well, anywho, anyway, anyhow. I knew Marcus was trying to plan something when he asked about my taco guy.
No, it's for Aline.
I know. Oh. But in my mind, I was like,
oh, yeah, that says nothing.
Speaking of which, we got to see if he can work with him this weekend while we're gone. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to stress about it. My husband is going to show up. I show up for him for all of his birthdays. He's going to show up. And sure enough.
Should never think that.
No, and you needed to have shown up or I was going to be hot as fish grease. He hits me up. He says, okay, I tried to call that one place that you were looking at. He said I was going to drive down there. Then I saw that it's not open to the public. He's like, so I'm trying to find someplace else. And then I mentioned a place that I did not call that I was going to do my birthday last year at, but they were trying to charge too much. I was like, but that was for Sip and Paint. We're not doing Sipping and Painting this time. We just going to sip. So Marcus called. Marcus made the reservation. He was like, I just need to know how many people are coming, and I don't really know who you want to invite. And that is a legitimate thing. I have a lot of different friend groups and associate groups. And not all the associates get invited. It just depends on where we're at in our relationship. So I quickly, while I was at teen conference, put together a little Evite. Sent it out to folks so that we could get a solid number. We did. And I appreciate it. He ordered the pizza because he was like, pizza goes good with wine. I was like, I agree. And Brescia was able to pull off her gift. We're going to do line dancing at the winery. Whining and lining. We're going to be, even if we can't play the music, we're doing line dancing. So... we're going to have a nice, chill 45th birthday party. Like, 45 was supposed to be a big milestone birthday for me. I wanted to do a big party, an elaborate party. Didn't get to do that this year, but don't worry. We're going to figure it out another year. But I am feeling good because you showed up para me. In years past, when he's tried to do something, if something falls through, that's all I hear about is the such and such fell through. And I'll be like, okay, trying to figure out what the pivot was. This year, there was stuff that fell through, but he pivoted. And that's what I appreciate. Thank you.
All right. I just pivoted from what you, from your fell fall through.
Yeah, but you know. You figured it out.
Look, me planning a party from what Angel usually throws for herself, she would probably be like, oh, thank you. This was sweet that you threw us together. Then sitting there bored. Because
I want you to test it out then.
I did this a year. It's a good job. All right. Thank you. Yay, Marcus, you did it. What
Marcus usually does, let me say this. This is what he usually does. So this is not to say that he just be...
Yeah,
whack.
I'm sounding real whack right now, according to you.
No, when it comes to throwing me a party, yes. What Marcus usually does is he works the party that I plan. He will work it hard as hell. He'll get the backyard ready. He'll grill if we need to grill. He'll make sure, like, stuff is in place. But as far as planning something, that you typically will not do or haven't done since... my surprise one that you threw when you broke up with me.
What I do? I grilled.
But you had invited people. It was a surprise party.
Oh, well, then I knew mostly everybody. It was just hitting up, yeah.
Again, and that spoke a gajillion words to my heart. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, last year's gift didn't fall. But usually, because I'm coming off. No, last year, I get that. But usually... I'd be on it with the gifts, other than Mother's Day. Other than Mother's Day.
Regardless, the party planning, that speaks to my spirit a lot. So that's all I'm trying
to
say.
Duly noted.
Thank you. That's it. Because you know, when it comes to your birthday, Marcus will be like, I don't know. And what I do, I'm going to put something together for that man. I'm going to put it together.
Y'all can meet me at Cheesecake Factory. I'm Gucci.
No,
I'll be at the bar. I would be fine with that.
You would be fine with a bunch of, yes, you would be fine if a bunch of people met you at a restaurant and y'all kicked it. Absolutely. But Like, I try to make sure. Let me tell these people so that they can actually.
Oh, because I'm going to call them on my way up.
There we go. There's the difference.
Hey, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to head up here at Cheesecake Factory for my birthday. Hey, you can meet me up here if you want to. Man, I'm at work. I might be here when you get off. That's just where I be at.
Andrea, the spa was this year. Me surprising him with his brother, putting together game night and a spa day. I did all that.
Last year, I did the spa for her on Mother's Day.
No, that was 2 years ago.
That wasn't last year?
No.
Oh, well, 2 years ago.
Yep.
See? Pow! You didn't know about that little package till I sent you.
Yeah, nobody did.
Hey. Nobody on it. Nobody. There's no telling what happened.
No, last year, you, a couple of days later, got me the picture of the woman that's sitting in our living room.
Yeah. No, it came in a couple of days.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I had already ordered it.
I thought you ordered it. You went on Mother's Day and ordered it.
No. It was ordered before Mother's Day.
But yeah, absolutely. What's got you feeling good?
Nothing now. I'm glad you feel good.
You can't take it. God dang on
comedy. No. Thug life. No, I'm just playing. What's got me feeling good? It's I'm scrambled. My elbow's down. That ain't even got me feeling good. I'm just annoyed. Back up.
Is that the bone right there?
Or
is
I don't know.
Let me see your other titty.
This is smaller elbow than this one.
Okay.
Anyway, I am happy that you happy about.
But you genuinely
all of this today. Because this entire week feels like a scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, now, and thinking about all the way through the weekend, it just feels like a big scramble. That's where I'm at right now. I got my car back, y'all. I got my Lincoln back. That's got me feeling good.
That you got your Lincoln back? Yeah. It feel like it then went away a couple of times. It
went away a bunch of times for the trying to find one issue, and the guy was trying to do it for the most economically friendly way.
But it's just like, come on, and I'm dude, like, you having to rent the car, you having to drive it, yeah, gas
that's
money.
What I told him. That's why he didn't charge me. Once he found it, he didn't even charge me.
It's not economical no more.
And that's what I told him. I said, nah, I just go for the big dollar thing. Anyway, I'm really happy. Again, I like to celebrate, Angel. But yeah, don't ask me plan nothing.
Why?
I don't
want
to plan nothing.
You can, though. You can plan.
Mm-mm, I don't want to do that.
Why not?
I don't like doing it.
Tell me why.
Because I don't be planning. You see how I operate?
But as a token of love to me, why not?
All right, I'll do it. I'll plan something. Don't expect me to be planning your birthdays.
No, it's okay. That's one reason why I appreciate the anniversary trip so much. And I take that super serious because that is the one thing that you actually planned. The first one you planned.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you alive.
But that's different.
How? Tell me.
That's a lot less moving pieces.
We are actually moving.
All the way. Look, I was big Groupon. On Groupon,
to me,
found everything.
Resonates with my heart so much because what you can't do is think you're about to fly out of the country on a Groupon last minute. I had to plan. That takes, you had to take off work.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, I'm like, you know what it is? I feel like some men don't realize how much honestly being considered and being thought about. Because to plan means both of those things had to happen. Mm-hmm. You had to consider me. You had to think about me. Whereas a big grand gesture that you can do last minute.
But it don't be. It be thought about.
It be thought about, but it be decided on late. And that does not feel like, that to me doesn't feel like.
What do you mean decided on?
For instance, the dog. I told you.
Don't go back to.
No, you said, what do you mean? I'm just trying to give you an example. Yeah, we have been thinking about the dog. I have been bringing up the dog often. I was looking at dogs over not even in this state. I'd been showing you pictures of dogs that I preferred and liked. Then I was like, well, let me go on Craigslist, see if I can find something. You have been saying hell no to the dog. So I just knew it was a no. It'd been different had I woke up in the morning and the dog been there. Then I've been like, oh, he planned this versus...
I think that was the biggest straw for me is I did not want this. I still don't want this dog. I absolutely did not. That was just like,
But had you had another really good gift, I would have been like, another thought out gift.
Yeah.
While I still wouldn't have had the dog, I would have been like, this is so nice. This thought out gift.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that get shade thrown at it. I bought this vase, y'all. Thought about it.
I'll explain the piece that you're still missing.
It don't matter.
No,
the disappointment.
Because you're not
of the energy, and I was out. I had traveled with this thing. It was fragile, excited. She's like, oh, thank you. I was like, oh, so grand gestures, no more.
So the difference, vase is beautiful. We still have that vase. The fact that vase is still intact, baby, does my heart
good. And that was, look, for the time, for the money, that was big money for me and thought out.
So now, mind you, he got me this vase when I was living in a dorm in Irvine. I want y'all to understand. I was living in a dorm room type situation. He got me an expensive vase, okay? Marcus sees pretty things that he really likes the way they look and thinks that I would like the way they look, and he does get those for me. What I am saying, the level that I'm talking about, is getting something, considering something that you've either heard me say I would like or I know took time to be, like, made. For instance, prime example, you know I love personalized stuff, and you know I'm in all these crazy organizations. If you got me something made with my name on something for one of those organizations, I'm going to know this man, he had to at least 2 weeks ago order this thing. Ain't no way. For instance, the thing that I love is sitting on my desk in a case is my Beyonce Funko Pop. When I tell you, I love that gift down.
That wasn't even me. Go ahead.
I know you did. But the fact, I don't care that somebody else gave you the idea. Listen, we got ChatGPT, so everybody's stealing ideas. I don't care if the idea didn't genuinely come from your brain, but the fact that you were like, oh, I will get this for her, and I will execute it so that whenever, even though it wasn't for a special occasion, so that whenever it does come in, she realizes, I thought about you. And the part that, like, was icing on the cake was when I felt that it was, like, breakable. I was like, oh, she'll have to be put in a glass case or something so she doesn't break. Couple of days later, perfect little glass case. She's sitting in the glass case. That's consideration.
So quit trying like all my shit's trash then. Y'all hear it? Anyway, the vase, that was thought out. I was looking and searching and trying to find. And I was like, oh, this is beautiful. The color, red. Oh, wine, elegant. Here we go. Now I got to be careful with this thing. Y'all should see the way I pack it. It's got these thin little stems going up, holding the big part. I had to put things in between the little stems so it wouldn't crush and break.
It's a beautiful
And she got
vase.
Pulled that thing out and was so disappointed.
When I told you
I
why.
I said, never again.
And
never again would I ever.
No, you did again. You got me these big ass angel wings that
are. See? Personalized big ass angel wings.
And it was so funny.
How do you get more personal than angel wings? And she could give two shits about these when she clowns them. Hell with your birthday parties. I ain't planning nothing else.
So we're in a house that's big enough for those wings.
No, you dress for the job you want. You get things for the house you want. Okay? We still ain't got the house, but we're going to get it.
That's why I have so many clothes.
And when we get that house, you get rid of their clothes.
It's for the closet I want in the house that I want. I love what you talking, baby. High five.
No, I ain't high-fiving a damn thing.
Clack.
Don't talk about my gestures are trash.
I didn't say that.
And then
that.
Name all these grand ass beautiful gestures. But if you did this, it would have been better. Ungrateful ass. Women, ungrateful. These females don't be.
Listen, this is coming from
this
a woman.
This is fun, y'all. We having fun.
And this comes from a woman who in the beginning of the relationship got the worst gifts, gave the worst gifts imaginable.
And what I do?
Laugh. In my face.
Poured wonderful gifts.
Oh, no.
And
overflowed
your cup.
I'm seeing your response. You laugh at my gifts. Laughed.
Y'all, the sweater was dope and that leather jacket was fire. Moving on.
And I wasn't even thinking about those terrible gifts. I was thinking about the Krispy Kreme donuts.
That was a good ass gift. I mean, Krispy Kreme's different in California.
And then I got him. I went to three different stores trying to find that FUBU shirt. Was it FUBU? Yeah, it had the F's.
Fat Farm.
Fat Farm shirt.
PH, yeah.
PH shirt.
I mean, PF.
Thank you. PF. Marcus had already had the blue one. And I was like, there's a brown one. And I went to three different stores to find that expensive shirt. Ugly, ugly shirt if we think about it now. Mm-hmm. Damn near looked like he was in the 70s. But I was like, he's going to love
you
this shirt.
Got me the dog Risky tags green. Remade.
I did get you.
Love that.
I did.
And what I do? Oh, thank you. Hugged her, cried a little bit.
No, you said, I knew you were doing this when Michelle asked what it said.
The one person that I don't talk to.
But she was the one person that I was going to be around.
Oh, yeah, she was
going to
see me, yeah.
So I was like, find out what that dog tag said, because I want to say the same thing. Because it came off your neck
at a roller coaster.
At a roller coaster. When she said it, I was like, I'm going to replace it. You see how I be thinking about you?
I be thinking about you. Still got that punk-ass dog at the house. Ain't no Al got her yet. You got angel wings. You got a vase specialized. All these things I done thought of, and she don't care. I bought Angel a car.
We bought me a car, but you, you're the one who picked it out. I appreciate every time you pick out a
She didn't know what was happening. Pulled up to the house.
Now, this is what I will say, and I do appreciate the car.
Now, listen to this bullshit. Listen. This is why just, never again.
No, you'll do it every single time. Marcus got me the car, one, because he wanted to as my husband, but two, he was like, you ain't riding around with my kids in that Corolla no more. So it was also more so a dig at you didn't like my vehicle.
The Corolla sound like a Harley, y'all.
So it wasn't so much.
It was about safety. It was about space.
And
the protection of my family. Sometimes these females ain't smart enough.
So it wasn't like I was like, I can't wait till I get a new car, blah, blah, blah.
Angel would still be driving that damn Corolla today.
I surely would. And be ready to pass that heirloom down to my baby.
And he won't hear his favorite car for a long time.
I know. He's like,
I said, poor dumbass boy. He don't know no better.
My baby loved me. He loved me. But when you, so I was sad to give up my Corolla. That was the thing that you weren't realizing. It was like that car meant a lot to me.
I knew.
So, and I also love the Kia, but you didn't care about the conflicting feelings in me. And you better be just happy about this dang old car, truck.
All this research I done left work. Hey, Wend, I need you to do me a favor.
It's really nice, though. You got that in Orange County. I remember.
I did. I drove down to Orange County, picked it up, did all the haggling and fighting with them folks. Put up to the house. I think I lied and said I was working late or something.
But I had a feeling you were coming back with a car. But you ain't going to mention who helped you get that Audi.
You did.
Thank you very much.
You should have denied me of all of that. Didn't need that damn. I love that car, though.
He got his
I
first.
I needed that, y'all. I got my first Audi.
No, you got the first Audi.
No. I got the second Audi.
The second Audi was because of
Angel. But yeah, I was in such a dark place. I just needed something in California other than Angel that I love. She helped me get my Audi.
Yes, I did.
I miss that car.
So
that was the first and only luxury car of the group.
So I started the trend. I said, okay, well, I'm tired of these.
First of all, I found the Audi and tried to get it. They was like, nah, fool.
No.
We need somebody that's going to lie about their credit.
No.
In walks Angel.
It wasn't that. Is Marcus didn't have credit yet.
Oh,
the first
yeah.
Audi, Marcus had no credit history. None. Zero.
None.
So they gave him an APR that was insane. And then eventually, I was just like, you weren't really happy with that first Audi.
Yeah. No, that's what it was. It was about to start failing. I was doing the research, and I'm like, oh, these things are starting to have issues. And I was like, I need to get rid of this because it's about to cost us a lot of money.
So I was just like, I know I could get approved in my credit union because I had paid off my Corolla. So they only know me to have great credit with them. So I was just like.
And that's how I got in with credit union.
And I now ain't got no membership there.
You ain't?
No, they closed my account.
Why?
I can't remember why, but they were like, it's been inactive.
What?
Yeah, I don't have a credit union.
Oh, I'm a strong member. They've been dropping my APR like crazy on anything.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have it no more.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That credit union been good to me.
I love them too for the long.
Because my credit union can tell you, like I said, I didn't build no credit with them. I never financed anything through them. Anyway,
so
I'm happy you happy.
That's what's got you feeling good.
Yeah.
So your wife is turning 45.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to her? What do you feel about her? Tell her in the microphone.
Goofy ass.
I'm very lucid.
You don't look a day over 32.
Thank you. I agree. I move like I'm a century.
Yeah, we ain't talking about how you move. We just talking about how you look.
Okay.
No, I told Angel she was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything other than my looks?
I mean, you're doing the damn thing. You a boss. That's why I'm with you.
Is that
otherwise why? I drop your nine move now. Marcus, bring your food over here. Yeah, Angel has turned out to be everything and more than what I always thought she would. She's very, y'all know, Angel, is that the right time? Oh, we're making good time. She's always been very ambitious. I've always liked, she's always been very intelligent. Always been very confident. And there's all things that attracted me to her. And all that has blossomed into everything that y'all see now. And I'm glad I get to witness it firsthand.
If you all aren't watching and only listening, he's just opening up food right now.
Chicken or salmon, Marcus? Chicken. You want chicken here.
Little Marcus, you can stay up here. Is there anything you want to say?
We need some forks.
Come around here. Sorry, I'm over here belching.
You're right.
You can go use your daddy's mic. Is there anything you want to say about your mom? She's turning 40 fine.
You've been a great mom. For the 15 years I've been alive, almost 16 now.
Really? Yeah, he does. He's seen pictures. He's seen pictures. He knows they were great. Anything else? Anything? Any other words you want to say about your mom? I love words of affirmation. So give them to me. Now, mama would be like, and what did happen to me when I was 16? Do you remember that? Yes. Anything else? Anything that you enjoy that I do? Or anything you see me do for myself that you're like, go, mom, you did it?
Yes, thank you for always telling me that you appreciate me and that you love me.
I really do. That's my baby. That's my baby. You hear me? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm out here with this deep ass voice. Go over and sit down somewhere. One thing I do, we always talk about this, but we appreciate with each other, but I definitely appreciate with you, is we have fun together.
We do.
Me and Angel, we have a lot of fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Like 99% of the fun that we have together, nobody sees, but it's for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well. What I'll say is I am so grateful for the life God has allowed for me to build. I don't know the full blueprints of what is going to happen later on in my life, but I tell you what, I love the foundation that has been set. I love the rooms that he's allowed me to go into. And I do hope it's bigger and better from here. And if it's not, I'm going to tell you what, where I've reached, I am eternally grateful. And I am glad that I have been able to use something that I thought everybody had. I thought everybody could do what I did. It's just they were choosing not to. I'm glad that I now realize, no, this is an actual gift. And it's a gift that I appreciate. And I'm glad I get to share it with y'all. I'm glad I get to make people laugh. I'm glad that I make people feel like they have a friend, even if they've never met me. I'm glad that I feel like people's cousin. I'm glad that sometimes I give voice to your own internal thoughts and your own feelings that you just maybe not, didn't feel comfortable to say, or you just didn't have someone to say it to. And I think that it's a blessing that I get to say that this is a part of my career, a huge part, that when people see me, it's a, to me, that's a huge compliment to my authenticity being enough. When people come up to me and are like, I feel like we are best friends. And I'm like, well, come on then, bestie, because sometimes that's all you need is somebody to be there, somebody out there that feel like your best friend. So you feel like, God dang, thank you. I am not by myself on this. So to all my friends whose head that I reside in, thank you all for celebrating my birthday with me. I greatly appreciate it. Patreon, we'll try to make sure we get that a live stream going for a couple of minutes while we're at the winery.
I got you, babe. On the live stream.
Oh, okay. Get a live stream going for a little bit so that you can celebrate with us and do at least a little toast because we'll be at a winery. And yeah, love you guys. I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast right here as we go into a second episode that'll go up next week. You can find my husband at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Tank Don't Talk, and Marcus Ain't on the Book. You can also find his beard and body butter. You can continue eating. That's why I'm doing your outro. Okay, where can they find your beard and body butter?
I found the beard and body butter, man. Shit, you can go to manshyt.com, check it out. I was just giving you time to talk.
Oh, yeah. No, I was giving you time to eat because we're about to go right into another episode.
I just needed something on me. Yeah, so make sure y'all go check it out, manshyt.com.
You can find me at That Chick Angel pretty much on all platforms. If you search it, you'll find me, even if that's not my exact handle. You can watch these. Hopefully, we'll have vlogs coming up. I haven't had time to sit down and edit, but after these trips, after our anniversary trip, I plan on spending that week that my husband is gone getting our younger kids editing from sun up to sundown so that we can have about 60 vlogs hitting the YouTube streets over the month of August and September. Well, until next time, and shopmamalikes.com. Until next time, y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Y'all be doing, fam.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.